This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Colorado legislature ended its session Monday. CPR's Benta Berkland reports this term will likely be remembered for a number of laws about guns.
Democrats passed a significant package of stricter gun laws, including a 3-day waiting period to buy a firearm, minimum age to purchase to 21, expanding extreme risk protection orders, making it easier to sue gun manufacturers, and banning ghost guns. That is a lot more bills they've ever done in a single session before that they've
CPR's Benta Berkland. Colorado voters will decide on a property tax proposal this November. Lawmakers approved the proposal for the ballot just before the end of the session. If voters say yes, property tax bills will be reduced, but so will Tabor refunds for a decade. Life expectancy in Colorado has a big gap in health equity. CPR's John Daly explains how tobacco use is one reason.
White Coloradans can expect at birth to live 79 years, several years longer than both Hispanic and Black Coloradans. That's driven by various health disparities, including tobacco use. Denver resident Lawrence Miles is trying to quit smoking Newport cigarettes, a brand aggressively marketed to Black Coloradans.
It's one of the toughest battles that I've ever had to fight. I'm a pretty strong person, you know, but with cigarettes, it's like I have no willpower.
Cigarette smoking is the leading cause of preventable disease, disability, and death in the U.S., but those who quit can see their health rebound substantially. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
And there's more of that story in about 15 minutes this morning. Anti-Semitic crimes are on the rise in Colorado, and some residents want to fight back with positivity.
It just felt like the Jews were like, we are Jewish and we are never going to stop being Jewish, and we love being Jewish. And you can go away with your anti-Semitism.
At the University of Denver, students are pushing back, and that story is later in this hour. This is CPR News.